BBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. Navy and Coast Guard ships and Navy divers are working to retrieve every piece possible of what the U.S. says was a Chinese spy balloon shot down by an American warplane yesterday off the coast of South Carolina. Urging an investigation into whether the Chinese military may have made the decision to launch the balloon without input from Chinese civilian leaders, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Admiral Mike Mullen.
One of the questions is whether the right hand knew what the left hand was doing inside China.
Mullen on ABC's This Week. It may have been a bad wheel axle that caused 50 freight train cars to jump the tracks in East Palestine, Ohio, say federal safety investigators. That's an initial assessment based on two videos. Police say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at a rehab and nursing center in Port Jefferson, Long Island, was taken to a funeral home. And over 3 hours after being pronounced dead, she was breathing. Medical folks not clear on what happened. This is ABC News. Russia may launch an assault this month to achieve strategic goals in time for the one-year anniversary of its war in Ukraine, says Ukraine's defense minister, Olsky Reznikov.
Kremlin wants to reach strategic goal as minimum to control administrative border of Luhansk and Donetsk district. It's their crazy dream.
No agreement yet, though discussions are reported ongoing between the Biden administration and Republican lawmakers on raising the debt ceiling before the June deadline. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Republican demands for spending cuts.
This is not a decision or negotiation about how much to spend or even how much to borrow. This is about whether the United States pays its bills. And we always do. We've done this dozens and dozens of times under Democratic and Republican presidents. And there should be no question.
Democrats say there was no issue under President Trump about raising the debt ceiling. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a snowy Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, and this is Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, and Livingston Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Get your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, tonight it's Gypsy Jazz in the Devil's Lair. Harmonious Whale is a trio of multi-award winning musicians featuring mandolin virtuoso Sims Delaney Potoff, vocalist extraordinaire and cardboard box percussionist Maggie Delaney Potoff, and master bassist Jeff Weiss. But tonight, Harmonious Whale is a four-piece, adding guitarist Scott Lavenka. With a silent H. We love it. 10 albums and 30-plus years make Madison's Harmonious Whale the stewards of Gypsy Jazz. Harmonious Whale, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair.
Thanks, Rocker.
Thank you, Rocker. Great to be here.
You know, before we take a journey to find out about who and what is Harmonious Whale, what is Gypsy Jazz, none of you are wearing, like, flamboyant scarves or, you know, poofy pants or trousers or anything.
That's me.
Well, I think Django, Gypsy Jazz, you know, is, you know, from Paris.
Did you guys say that it's a music that's passionate and, you know, everything, something? And it's French, really, originations.
You know, well, we all, only one person can talk at the time.
Did you want to say? Who wants to go?
You want to say something?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Gypsy Jazz is...
You all just made my brain explode.
All right.
We were going to do that, and then we decided maybe we're just going to do the one-word answers and watch you guys. Yeah.
That's basically Gypsy Jazz is.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, cool. No, okay, so Gypsy Jazz, there's a fella that was born in Belgium. Let's go way back. There's a fella born in Belgium, and they were Sinti gypsies, and they Romani people, and they moved to Paris. And he was a gifted instrumentalist and played around Paris and was kind of like everybody's go-to. The guy's name was Django or Gene Reinhardt, and he was out on the road with a band, and somebody had some records, and they played some Louis Armstrong for him, and he held his head in his hands and wept and said, "This is for me." And then went back to Paris and met a fellow named Stefan Grappelli, and they formed a band called the Quintet of the Hot Club of France and recorded a ton in the late 30s and into the 40s. It's Gypsy Swing, Gypsy Jazz in his legacy, and there's a bunch of people in the family and a lot of people all over the world playing this kind of music in Django's name. How'd I do?
Well, now that we know what Gypsy Jazz is, tell us about the band, Harmonious Whale. After 30 years, we have a lot to catch up on. Who is Harmonious Whale, and how did you get to this moment?
Should we all do it at the same time again?
Oh, no, please.
Standing in this lovely studio, looking out on the snowy night that we're looking at, there is one original member of Harmonious Whale.
Yeah.
And who would that be?
Boom. Wake him up! What?
Wake up, Sims.
It's me. It goes 30
plus
years ago.
You started the band in 1987.
As a five-year-old.
Oh, wow.
It's just all I wanted to do. The band's just been going strong, and it was kind of like the Volkswagen idea. I'm a Volkswagen guy, and why change it if it works?
And then the band started with Chris Wagner on violin.
Yep.
John Cooper, who's now out in Philly playing jazz guitar out there, and Lori Lang on bass from here in Madison.
Yep.
Sims and I were married at that time already and starting our family, so I would just sit in with the band once in a while, sing a couple songs here and there. But mostly I just heard them rehearsing in the living room every week.
Back when Maggie and I were married, she's married to Jeffo now, and I'm married to Scott. That's why Scott's here. But we had a violin player who quit days before a tour, and not cool at all.
No.
And I turned to Maggie and said, gave her these lines. This is all written out stuff. I went to Berklee School of Music, so I got all this stuff penned out and said, "Can you sing this?" And she sat at the piano and went, and worked it all out. So she became the vocalist.
New violinist.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Totally amazing.
It totally was.
But yeah, it has been, you're right, Rocker, 30-some years.
Yeah, 30 plus.
Try to do that math.
That's a lot of history. What kept you, I guess, your commitment to Harmonious Whale is admirable, but to have a completely new lineup as you go through, that's pretty amazing.
Well, we keep coming up with quotes like Nigel Tufnel that says, "It's such a fine line between, you know, idiot and brilliant." And I think that's kind of what we run is we just know that we wanted to do this.
Yeah, notice that in the name of the band is the word harmonious. So all the past members that have been in this band for a minute or 10 years or some of them, long spells together, traveled all around the world together with some of these folks, have all remained harmonious. All good folks. It's a great little outfit we have.
And it's wonderful to be in Madison. That, I mean, my God, there's hundreds and hundreds of people. Dave Adler was just on. He's been in the band.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
He's been a guest of ours.
There was a moment when if you had a bass and a pulse, you could be our bass player. And we were just holding the spot for Jeffo because Jeffo's not going anywhere.
Jeffo has a bass, a pulse, and a brain.
And a brain.
Well, let's hear some live music performed by Harmonious Whale in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Joseph, Joseph. Are we about to get biblical?
One word answers?
No.
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 More so than one? What's this song about?
We do know this song was titled after...
not Joseph Reinhardt.
Joseph Reinhardt, What do you think, Scott? Do you think that's accurate, or am I...
Actually, I'm not even sure myself.
I always thought it was an old Yiddish tune, Yosef Yosef.
Oh, sure.
And we have a fellow who's coming to the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest that we'll talk about later, a guy named Alfonso Ponticelli, who says, that song? Well, that's just Grandma Got Run Over by a Rainbow.
A reindeer.
By a rainbow. That's pretty good.
I like being run over by a rainbow.
It's a gypsy jazz standard, and it's in B minor, and then it goes to D minor for halftime, and it's a lot of fun to play, and it goes
So
like
if
this.
You want to sing... Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer along with us while we play Joseph Joseph. You can do that.
Oh, I'm going to do it in my head.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. All right. Harmonious Whale is in the Devil's Lair. If you want to call and ask the band a question, feel free to do that. 844-967-2789. Take it away, folks.
Two, three, and...
Thank you.
harmonious way alive in the Devil's Lair.
Thanks, guys.
That's awesome. Rocker, you had mentioned that you have an interesting story as to why Harmonious Whale is here in the Devil's Lair tonight.
Well, you know, Jimmy, it's actually pretty funny. We were hanging out in, sort of towards the beginning of December at the Governor's Club for the Civic Media holiday party. And we're all partying. There was, I don't know how many Civic Media people were all there, all partying. And all the radio personalities and staff that works here, it was pretty fun. And then all of a sudden, partying up in the governor's mansion was Maggie and Sims. And they're like, hey, Roger, what's going on? And, you know, we're like all, you know, drinking tons of martinis and everything.
We were
crazy.
Slumming.
Yeah.
No, there was not drinking. I don't believe
it's
that.
It's a lot of fun up there in the governor's club. Of course, I don't know if you've ever been there in the concourse down in Madison. The governor's club is, it's all free booze, free bar. There's no, you don't pay for your drinks. And so, wow, there was a lot of people in there and we were all partying. And I said, hey, what's Harmonious Whale doing these days? You know, you guys should come in and play in the Devil's Lair. And we set up kind of the meeting in there. We all agreed that they would come into the Devil's Lair. And we've been trying to get Harmonious Whale on Max Inc. Radio for some time. So it took a huge, giant party and a bunch of martinis. And Harmonious Whale is here in the Devil's Lair, Jimmy.
Tricked ya. Thank you for coming in. Hey, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask Harmonious Whale a question. So who is Jethro Burns, and why am I mentioning this name?
Jethro Burns is half of a comedy team called Homer and Jethro. And it was said back in the day that in the country music world, if Homer and Jethro didn't cut your tune up to pieces and record, you know, parodies of it, it wasn't really a hit.
Yeah, so I've heard that. Yeah,
they had a bunch of recordings. They've been on the Johnny Carson like 26 times or something. Yeah. I bought a mandolin down in Chicago. The story of how I got the first one is even better, but that's another time. But I had a little bowl-back mandolin and really loved it. Fell in love with it and went down to Chicago to buy a real mandolin. And the guy sold me this really cool ode and gave me a business card and said, call this guy. And I would go down to Jethro's place, and we'd drink tall Miller Lights. And he gave me a bunch of great tips, and we became dear friends, and he fell in love with Maggie. He played at our wedding and was a really dear friend, a good friend. So he's the world's best predominant jazz mandolin player, and those of us with mandolins call him the Great One.
So, the goat.
The great.
The great one.
Yeah, Jethro Burns he's a mentor and he's a wonderful guy.
When he played our wedding, my brother, I come from a big Irish family, and my brother gave a really quite beautiful toast. Everybody was holding their champagne glass and he was saying, may they see each other without looking, may they hear each other without speaking, and da 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 da. And Jethro was standing right next to Sims, and I was on the other side of Sims. And as everybody was saying cheers, Jethro Burns leaned over to Sims and says, you don't really believe all that stuff, because he's a comedian. He can't not help himself. Good friend, great mentor for life.
Steve Goodman said about Jethro that he's the guy who just said or played something that everyone in the room wished they had just said or played.
That's it.
Now, Sims, tell us a little more of your backstory. How did you get into music and why did you choose mandolin?
After a while, adages become kind of old, but it chose me. I fell in love with it. I just liked it. And, I have no idea. I just found one, and I was at a party, and everybody played guitar, and Cinnamon, I was deeply in love with Cinnamon. She was way out of my league, and she had this little bowl back I had mentioned, and I just picked it up, and it made sense. I could figure out how to play on it, and afterwards, she said, oh, man, that's beautiful. Like, you can have my mandolin, man. And I just, I drooled, and I just think, oh, that's so cool. So I got her mandolin, and then it led to the Jethro story. And I'm just supposed to be a mandolin player, that's all.
Is the instrument pretty easy for, like, a new musician that wants to learn to play something?
Yeah,
or
actually.
Is it compared to a guitar?
Why is Rocker laughing?
The question is, why is Rocker laughing?
Let's start with tuning 8 strings, okay?
Well, yeah, mandolin players spend half their life tuning and the other half of their life playing out of tune. So
gotcha.
There's that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, if you play guitar, there's that damn B string that, you know, it's fifth fret, fifth fret, fifth fret, fourth fret. then that throws you for a loop. Mandolin is all straight away, so it's tuned in fifths. So it tunes at the seventh fret, so it's symmetrical, you know?
You're speaking gypsy jazz, dude.
Okay. It's anyway, it's, if you can get your fingers in those little frets, you're doing all right.
Well, let's get back to some live music. From Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Giatendrai. I'm trying to pronounce that. How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's a French song. It's called Je Tendrai.
Je Tendrai. There we go. Mm-hmm. Is this the opening song for a new Nicolas Cage movie?
But does he need one?
He may.
What does it pay?
Hey, if he needs one, let's give him a call, guys.
Papa needs new shoes. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song written during World War II. And Je Tendrai means I wait. And she is saying, the seasons come and go, the windows and doors are open, the birds come in and out. I wait until you return.
That's here. It is Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Je tendrai que l'oiseau qui s'enfuit en chante sa voix dans son nid. Le temps passe que en battant tristement en mon qui est si loin. Les potents, je tendrai tant que toi.
Live in the Devil's Lair. Cool. I love it. It sounds really cool. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Rocker will have Max Inc. Heavy. And don't forget to check out the archives at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Maggie, singer extraordinaire and player of the Cardboard Box. Not many can claim a career in music playing such an instrument. Tell us about yourself and your musical journey to playing on the outside of the box with brushes.
Sure. Well, how did I happen up with the Cardboard Box? Thinking.
Did you have to move?
Right now she's playing a Corbell box for of you out in radio land.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Right. Yeah. Did you know that Wisconsinites consume 95% of the brandy consumed in the United States?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you knew that.
Also, like, you know, also it's like important. 90% of the vodka, 90% of the whiskey.
Hey, now, come on. I know we're all professionals here.
For the brandy, it's all that fish fry on Friday nights.
Absolutely.
You know? Gotta have that old fashioned.
Started with the blackberry brandies. Oh, my God.
Corbell has a good corrugation. I do like it. It fits in the drum stand nicely. I started with a box because somebody gave me a snare drum, and I messed around with that. And then I didn't really like the way it sounded with the other instruments, the mandolin, violins. So I started just playing on guitar cases or the mandolin case, or I'd put a brown paper bag and tape it onto a guitar case. And one way or another, it led to the fine corrugation of gin, vodka, and brandy boxes. That's how that goes.
Begs never a question. Shortage of free instruments.
Right. It begs the question, why was there an empty case of Corbell in your house?
Well, that's an easy answer.
You're like, well, we got to start finishing off the next cases. This box is almost ruined.
I've had a lot of fun with the Cardboard Box, though, traveling around the world with Harmonious Whale. One time we showed up at a festival. It's like 4,000 people out there waiting for us to do our sound check. And the sound guys have been there for 5 days in a row. They're exhausted. And they saw the box. They fell off their chairs onto the floor laughing. We're like, oh, we're in trouble.
Oh, that is good.
But, you know, that once they started tuning it in, they're like, hit it again. And then they loved it. They loved messing around with it and getting good tone out of the Cardboard Box. So.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
Jeff O. Weiss, you are master bassist, player of the upright and five-string bass. What drew you to playing with a mandolin and a Cardboard Box?
Well, that's a great question. Maybe just I'm crazy. It might be a great start to that. We're all kind of crazy, right? I grew up here in Madison and went to school at UW-Madison studying under the great Richard Davis. If you don't know Richard Davis, you tour with like people like Sarah Vaughan, Miles Davis, and things like that. So that's where like my background came from. And then I was about to graduate, auditioning for symphonies and things like that. And Richard got a call from Sims over there. And that's kind of how things started. Richard and the Whale go way back. You know, he produced their first album 30-some years ago. And I guess, you know, Sims and I met, I think the interview was having a beer down at the Union. I passed the audition.
Without playing one note.
And
what kind of beer was it at the Union?
I don't even
back
know.
Then,
I was checking the pulse. You have a bass? So good
yeah,
enough.
You got a bass? Yeah, I got a pulse. I can drink a beer. And then went in the van the next day.
Now, let me ask you about your bass, because when we were off air, I was asking you about it, and you said you picked this up. It was Richard Davis's bass, and it was from Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Tell us a little bit about this unique, special bass that you play.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell the full history of this bass. I did buy it from Richard, but it has a marking made in Czechoslovakia, and upon researching it, they did that back in the Soviet era. They refuse to have any violin maker or luthier having any specific details of either like the year or who actually made it. So any like country in the Soviet Union just has made in that country. So it's back in wherever that 70s, 80s maybe, and it's seen its day, as you can tell has its
There's a lot of weird wear. It looks like Stevie Ray Vaughan was playing it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there is no better instrument, in my opinion, no offense to the Cardboard Box here, but I love the stand-up bass. I love the stand-up bass. Hey, it's 9:30, so what we're going to do is, before we play the next song, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. Navy and Coast Guard ships and Navy divers are working to retrieve every piece possible of what the U.S. says was a Chinese spy balloon shot down by an American warplane yesterday off the coast of South Carolina. Urging an investigation into whether the Chinese military may have made the decision to launch the balloon without input from Chinese civilian leaders, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Admiral Mike Mullen.
One of the questions is whether the right hand knew what the left hand was doing inside China.
Mullen on ABC's This Week. It may have been a bad wheel axle that caused 50 freight train cars to jump the tracks in East Palestine, Ohio, say federal safety investigators. That's an initial assessment based on two videos. Police say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at a rehab and nursing center in Port Jefferson, Long Island, was taken to a funeral home. And over 3 hours after being pronounced dead, she was breathing. Medical folks not clear on what happened. This is ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah. Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, let's get back to live music with Harmonious Whale and the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Hey, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Things That Go, and you play many traditional songs, but this is one of your own. Tell us about this song before you play.
Right, this is an original song. Our man Sims wrote this one. In our band, you know, I write some songs too. I basically write about things that you might interpret to be the glass half empty, because that's how I walk through life, and Sims writes songs about more of the spirit of the glass is half full. This is a...
Jeff will write songs about the wrong size glass.
About what's in the glass. But this is a hopeful song that Sims wrote. Things That Go...
Thank you.
was nothing like it was, still feels like a dream. Now there is no future but by its silent scene. When I get $1,000, then I will come clean. Someday I will change my luck and move back to Racine. Good luck comes and good luck goes. Sometimes rains make rivers flow. I don't know much, but this I know. Things that come are things that go.
Whale live in the Devil's Lair. Guys, tonight Harmonious Whale is a quartet, and you have a guitar player, Scott Levenko. Let's hear from him.
He's our favorite Scott.
Are you guys introducing the new guitar player tonight? Is this the first show?
Coming in for our festival. Nice to meet you, Scott.
Maggie?
Drove in nice from Milwaukee, huh?
Yep, I'm from Milwaukee.
Gotta get a microphone, brother.
Oh, we on it?
He's on one.
Oh,
you want mine?
Oh, there, check one, two. There we go. Yep, my name is Scott. I'm from Milwaukee, and I actually started playing. I was a singer-songwriter before this style, and had that career, went on tour, and just wasn't my scene. And so I quit music for a couple of years, and I ended up joining a hip-hop band playing bass. And in that band, we had a fiddle player who gave me a stack of Django CDs, And there was a couple songs I heard on there that I heard before, and I'm like, this is this guy, oh my gosh. And that's when it all started. So this was probably 2010 or 11 that I started getting into Django, and it totally changed my career and learned jazz, and here I am.
Wow, what a great story.
Do you still do any hip-hop at all? Or?
So actually, I'm in the process of recording another solo record of my own material, which is more, I guess I'm in more of the 80s pop vein for this one. So I don't know, I'm just trying something different. I've had songs over the years that I've written, and because I've been pursuing this, I haven't tried to play them or do anything with them. So, but I don't know, this winter, that's kind of my winter project this year, is to do some more recordings. So.
I'm going to give you a challenge right now.
Okay.
All right. You got to marry hip hop and gypsy jazz together in a song.
Whoa. Dig it. So I dig anything with a pocket. So anything with this color and a beat, I could see that working.
Yeah.
All right.
February 3rd and 4th is the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest at the Brink Lounge in Madison. And I know you guys are important cogs in the machine there. Tell us about Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest.
Well,
it's coming up. It's going to be a beautiful, exciting, passionate, moving,
change your
experience.
Life kind of thing.
We've been running the festival. Harmonious Whale started this festival about 22 years ago. It started out in a horse barn in the fall out in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, close to Madison. And it has moved into the Winterfest and a fall fest. So this is our midwinter festival coming up.
Was that the shoddy barn?
No, a different one. This was out in Fitchburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends of ours. Right. We were on tour in Europe and ran into a fellow named named Django. No, Robin Nolan, and became good friends of Robin in Amsterdam, and invited him to come here. And they were traveling a lot, so they came back and they couldn't believe it. Like a real barn, a real Wisconsin barn. And so that was the first concert out at the barn. And
we gave them their first tour in the U.S., actually. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And everyone was so excited about it, and we took them down to State Street. They played in the Montmartre at that time and blew the roof off of that place, and then they blew the roof off the barn. And it was a new...
Oh, no kidding.
Is it?
Yeah, Cafe Montmartre was the very first venue I played.
Dang.
I don't know, 2001, I want to say. Yeah.
Oh, I think this was like 2004, so
wow.
You were around.
I was around.
But,
so that's why we brought Scott on for this. Scott's going to be part of our band at the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest. And coming up to 8 years ago, Maggie and my son Henry passed away. And as we were doing ridiculous things like writing, what do you write? Not an epitaph.
Obituary.
Obituary. I mean, what BS, you know, to write a... We didn't want to do it. And we thought, God, you know, we're going to have a ton of flowers, and what do you do with them? And so we wrote this little note that said, in lieu of sending flowers, kindly consider making a contribution to the Henry Mack Fund, and we will dedicate this money to budding young musicians who need a little help moving things forward.
We're going to hear about that in a minute.
Do that later? Okay. But that's why the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest has always been part of that, and it's going great guns. The given the last 2 years of forgetfulness, and Maggie had mentioned that it was 22 years ago. Well, we're going to call this one in September the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, we lost a couple years for the pandemic. Right?
We all did.
We all did. So we're really looking forward to this thing.
Nobody
up
cares
next
about
weekend.
The fuzzy math anymore. Well, who else is playing at the Gypsy?
Friday night, Harmonious Well will welcome, and then a band from the coast of Michigan near Ludington, a band called Third Coast Swing is going to follow up, and the evening will be brought to a rousing close by Alfonso Ponticelli, and then we all jump up on stage and play a number together. On Saturday, the night will be opened by another band from Michigan, from Ann Arbor, called Django Phonic, and Daisy Castro is an old friend. She's from the East Coast, and she's bringing her band in from New York, the Daisy Castro Quartet, and Harmonious Well will close it out. And then another rousing jam, and there's music in the lobby and a lot of merch.
Yeah,
lot
bring
of
your
CDs
instruments, and because there's lots of jamming that goes on in between the sets and before the festival starts, actually, before the concert starts, after the concert finishes. It's really fun. It's very energizing.
You're going to have a whole parade of people with cardboard boxes coming for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait.
Daisy Castro coming in from New York. She's on our new record. With us, so is Scott Levenka. They will be there, happy to sign your vinyl for you or sign your
awesome
CDs, or whatever you like. Yeah. But the new Harmonious Whale project is jam-packed with gypsy jazz.
And we've become excellent marketers. We own HarmoniousWhale.com and MidwestGypsySwingFest.com. We just figured that would be a good idea.
So that's
where you can go for, for information and tickets and such.
Well, let's get back to live music from Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you're going to perform for us tonight, it's called Sin to Tell a Lie. Does this include the little white ones, too?
The little white lies?
Yeah, those.
Maybe. This is an old Fats Waller tune. It's great dance tune if you want to move your feet.
Let's dance.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie. Oh, millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. Now I love you. When you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie.
I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea. She sure looked good to me. I told her I loved her, my how I lied. And now she's set to be my blushing bride. If she gets me to the altar, I'm sunk, 'cause I can't tell the preacher I was drunk. Lord have mercy on a no-count sinner. Give me one more chance to let another man win her. It's a sin to tell a lie.
He cross sure my heart, when you say
Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair. Rocker, this is fun, man. This is good stuff.
And we're kind of getting towards the top of the hour, and there's a couple more things I want to ask you about. Briefly, tell us about your new album and where people can find it online.
Sure, new album. Harmonious Whale's new album is called Wailing All Stars, and it's a project that we put together with guests, 15 amazing musicians that have played our festival throughout the years, and they joined us on the project, and these are a whole bunch of legendary gypsy jazz melodies that we put together, and the guest artists are fantastic. And we have that at harmoniouswhale.com in the merchandise department, or you can come to the festival and buy it. Musicians will be there to sign your new record for you, and check those out.
And just yesterday, maybe the day before, UPS dropped off cases of the LP. So we have
nice.
We have LPs.
Oh, in stock.
Gypsy jazz on album.
Vinyl.
I want one of those.
You got it.
Now, let's talk philanthropy. In 2015, the Henry Mack Fund was created in memory of Sims and Maggie's son, Henry Delaney Potthoff. Can you tell us about your son and what your mission is with the Henry Mack Fund?
Oh, sure. Our son, Henry, was a really fine multi-instrumentalist and a very awesome human being. And after he died, we thought, you know, all musicians need a little help now and then. So this is a fund we put together, and the spirit of it is really quite enjoyable for all of us. And that is we award to a young musician who's making their way out there, and maybe they need a new amplifier, maybe they need a publicist, maybe they need gas in their car, who knows. But that's what it is. It's not a school scholarship. It's a moving along in your following the muse kind of scholarship. And we've been doing that for several years now and have had really fun recipients, and it's been a joyful thing. It's called the Henry Mack Fund, and part of the ticket sales of the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest always feed into the Henry Mack Fund.
If people wanted to donate or contribute to the fund, could they do that?
Yep. There's at the MidwestGypsySwingFest.com, there's a tab that says Get Involved, and there's a little explanation, a nice picture of Henry, and a little explanation of the Henry Mack Fund, and then links to send some money in and know that we will keep paying it forward. This year we're awarding the fellow from Michigan named Grant Flick, who we have fallen in love with, and he is an honorary member of Harmonious Whale for the weekend, and just a lovely guy, and a good recipient of it. He's going to keep playing, so it feels right.
And Harmonious Whale plays theaters, festivals, and music venues in big and large in Wisconsin and abroad. But your heart is in Wisconsin here. Soon you'll be traveling abroad to Scotland and doing some stuff. So tell us about Scotland. Tell us about Wisconsin. We'll try and get like one more tune in before we end tonight.
The Scottish trips are Scottish and Irish trips are small buses. The Irish trips are about 20-some people on the bus. The Scottish trip is about 16. They're wonderful tours because they're super relaxed and really musically focused.
So it's Harmonious Whale on a bus with a bunch of music lovers.
That's it.
And every night there's a private or semi-private concert for us, and we jam with the Irish or Scottish musicians. We play on the bus. We play in the ruins of a castle or on a beach.
Oh, gosh.
Bring your instrument if you're interested in doing that. But it's a real laid-back tour called The Tours for People Who Hate Tours.
Us on the bus.
Because you've been at the pub the night before. You don't even have to be on the bus till 10 a.m. So, join us for the 10-day tour.
That sounds like a great time.
It really is. We have a gas.
It's wonderful, though.
And again,
great tour guides. We learn a lot.
HarmoniousWhale.com. There's a tab that says Irish and Scottish Tours, and you can learn everything about it at HarmoniousWhale.com. But you have to spell harmonious.
That's
and W-A-I-L. Is the whale part, W-A-I-L.
Yeah, don't get that mixed up.
So let's get back to some live music. We're running towards the top of the hour, we may fade this out. But let's get back to live music from Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you are going to perform for us tonight is called Minor Swing. Is this a sad dance song?
No, it's a
happy dance song.
In minor?
It was actually written by Django Reinhardt, who we celebrated his birth date on Monday. Now we're going to celebrate him in the Midwest Gypsy Swing Festival, February 3rd and 4th. And he wrote this melody. It's probably his most popular melody. In French, we would say swing minor, but we say minor swing.
All right. Well, Harmonious Whale, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks,
we really
you
appreciate
very
it.
Rocker, thanks a ton.
Love the music. Have fun on the Scottish tour. Rocker has Max Inc. I don't know how we're going to make the transition from Harmonious Whale to Max Inc. Heavy.
Bam, like that, Jimmy.
You can do it.
We'll figure something out.
Flip that switch, brother.
Take it on, my people. Thank you.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
Conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org